Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and I'm here with actress and director Regina King. Early in her career, she made a name for herself in films like Friday and Boys in the Hood. Recently, she's won 2 Emmy Awards for her role on ABC's American Crime and is nominated this year. She also starred in the critically acclaimed TV series Leftovers and Southland. But today, however, we are here to talk about music, specifically 5 songs that have inspired her throughout her life as part of KCRW's Guest DJ Project. Regina, thank you so much for coming down.
Thanks for having me.
So what's the first song you got for us?
I've got Tom Brown, Thighs High, Grip Your Hips and Move. I love this song. I thought it was the jam when I was a kid, and I did not realize what they were singing about. It took me to be a young adult or old teenager, I don't know which one you want to call it, to hear the lyrics and go, oh my gosh, that's what they were talking about. I love this song even more. That's the thing that you miss about a lot of music today, that they just kind of put it out there, you know, I'll whip it out here, boom, take it. You know, where it was more finesse, more thought put into making you think as you're grooving. I miss that.
Do you consider yourself a dance around the house kind of person?
Absolutely. I'm a dance around the house, dance in the mirror, dance in the gym. I love, love, love music. Especially music that I can't help but to move. You know, like whenever you hear Michael Jackson, you cannot help but move, even if you're in your seat. So yeah, I'm around the house, in my seat, anytime I can move, dancing.
Well, here's a song to get you moving. It's Tom Brown with Thighs High. That was Tom Brown with Thighs High, in parentheses, Rip Your Hips and Move. And I think we just introduced a lot of people to that song. I know I introduced myself to that song, so thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. It's always good that if you can pull that off with a KCRW DJ. I'm feeling a little special. I got my chest sticking out right now.
All right. Well, what's the next track you got for us?
Next track is Sid, Shake 'Em Off. I just recently was living back in New York, and her album is kind of like the soundtrack of my 6 months in New York.
Were you familiar with the whole Odd Future crew?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My son is a DJ and a music enthusiast as well. Actually introduced me to the internet, and so I've been a big fan ever since. As a matter of fact, when I was in New York, they happened to be in concert in Philly. So me and 2 castmates, we jumped on the train and we went to the internet concert, and they were like, oh my God, they couldn't believe it. And I couldn't believe it. They were so great and very cool.
It's, you know, pretty sexy music. Is that something that you gravitate to when you're listening to music?
Probably. I think if you look at a couple of these songs on this list, you might, yeah, that would support that thought. That's why it was so hard for me to choose one song from her album. It's an album that you just press play. Don't worry about I'm living. It's none of your business who I'm with or where I stay.
That was Sid with Shake 'Em Off from her album of 2017 called Fin, or Fan, I guess if it's French. What's the next track you got for us?
The next track is Jamiroquai, Blow Your Mind. This one was another hard one because Jamiroquai is one of my favorite artists because I have so many of their albums. And the reason why I decided to go with this one is it's when I discovered that my son truly had a gift for music. I would play it in the car, and he might have been 2, maybe not even quite 2 years old. And when you get to the end of this song, he's doing this scatting thing, and it sounds like I hear somebody following along with him, and I know it's just me and Ian. We're the only ones in the car. And so I turn it down, and he has basically, he's doing the entire scatting part, and I'm like, wait a minute. So I play the song again. Not only that, he knew all the lyrics and, you know, the different instruments that would come in, and I just knew that, okay, there's something special there. And yeah, that's why I chose Blow Your Mind. So tell it.
That was Jamiroquai with Blow Your Mind from the 1993 album Emergency on Planet Earth. Did you yourself have music training growing up?
I did not. I'm an actor. I always wanted to act like I can play the piano or act like I can play the trumpet, you know?
Well, I did just recently watch Ray, and you played one of the Raylettes. The scenes of you guys in the studio recording,
yeah,
I'm assuming you guys were belting it out.
But then you don't want to hear what I was doing.
I'm curious.
Oh, goodness. No, we'll save that for off the record.
Fair enough. What's the next track you got for us?
The next track I have is Far Side, Passing Me By, which to me is a hip-hop classic. I was just trying to put songs that kind of flowed together, kind of, sort of. That song, the first time I heard it, it was just like, I remember like being in a party and everybody like, what's this? And cut to, now still to this day, you know, 20 years later, when that song is played, the whole room is like, oh! You know?
It's interesting, too, because it is also a sexy song, but it's a song about the guys in the band getting passed by the girls when they walk by.
It's a great coming-of-age kind of story, too. And that was also a thing that was great about hip-hop, you know, when I was coming up and when I was an old teenager or a young adult, is that there was a lot of storytelling. Mm. And this song, kind of, each verse, they kind of tell their own story. Now there she goes again, the dopest Ethiopian. And now the world around me begins moving in slow motion whenever she happens to walk by. Why does the apple of my eye overlook and disregard my feelings no matter how much I try? Wait, no, I did not really pursue my little princess with persistence. And I was so low-key that she was unaware of my existence. From a distance I desired her, secretly admired her, wired her a letter to get her. And it went, my dear, my dear, my dear, you do not know me, but I know you very well. Now let me tell you about the feelings I've been for you when I try. Going to your career, a lot of your early movies featured hip-hop artists acting in them. Yeah.
Did you feel like that their experience as musicians helped them in their acting?
Well, I definitely feel like, especially in Cube's case, that his experience helped his understanding of the subject matter, obviously. I wouldn't say that Cube was, you know, a hardcore gangster or anything like that, but he definitely was familiar with the hood experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Boys in the Hood was a perfect introduction for him into this world we call Hollywood, because it gave him a place to express that was familiar, and he was able to learn.
So, Regina, what's the last track you got for us?
This last one is a special one for me because this one is produced by my son. It's a remix. My son is a producer, DJ, and he decided that it was time for a Benjamins remix. If you're listening to it, you're not necessarily going to catch the Benjamins. You're going to be like, I know that sample, but where's it from? He flipped it pretty well. So I got to represent my son. So my last one is Kojo and Buttercream, as he likes to say for short, Benjamin.
I'm from Inglewood, rocking that Rojo. Lucky first draft, keep them chasing Hollywood classics. I'm an L.A. Maverick with this early, got it tatted. Pass on crack, it's local traffic, cops are racist, had to pass it. Listen, no boy you dealing with, when shooters get to blast it. A one, a two, a three, no groupies in my circle. Hate the fans, I am not Urkel, living ashes for like Myrtle. Let the West something like Squirtle, can't be just, I am infernal. I am supernatural, immortal.
Kojo with a Benjamins remix by Buttercream, as selected by his mother, Regina King. Regina, I want to thank you so much for coming down and sharing the music with
thank
us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I can't wait to be back.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.
I've been a businessman. My dividends, Benjamin. My pocket's trip walking. I cheap that medicine.